Track 4.8.
Well, thank goodness today's nearly over.
Been one of those days, has it?
It's probably been the unluckiest day of my life.
That bad, eh? So what's gone wrong?
Do you really want to know?
Sure.
Okay, so it all started when the school bus broke down and I had to walk the last 2 miles to school, which of course meant I was late. And as we had a test first lesson, it meant I'd have less time to do it. So I was getting in a real panic. But when I got to school and walked into the classroom, it turned out that our teacher was ill and the test had been postponed until next week.
Well, that's not bad luck, is it?
No, it's terrible luck, because I'd spent all last night revising and I was completely ready for it. Now I've got to do it all again.
Oh dear.
And to make things worse, Mr. Newsome, the headmaster, was standing in for our teacher. So we had the most boring lesson I've ever had to sit through.
So how was the rest of school?
Well, it just got worse. At lunchtime, I realised I'd left my packed lunch at home.
Yes, I saw that on the counter in the kitchen.
And I didn't have any money to buy any food, so I basically starved the whole day. And of course, after lunch it was PE, so I had to run about on a tennis court for an hour, absolutely starving. Then I got whacked in the eye by a tennis ball. Look!
Yes, it does look a bit red.
Well, it really hurt. It really did. Not that any of my friends gave me any sympathy. They just thought it was really funny. Anyway, after school, I missed the bus, so I had to walk home. And because I was so late back, Mum had gone out to collect Liam from football, so no one was in, and I had to wait outside for 20 minutes.
Why didn't you phone your mum? I'm sure she'd have come and collected you from school.
Oh, did I forget to say? My phone ran out of battery at lunchtime.
Well, at least you're home now. Why don't you have a nice hot bath and relax a bit before bed?
I would, but there's no hot water, so I've got to wait half an hour for it to warm up.